Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Halloween is over, but as Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joins us to tell us, we've got Frankenstein.
Well, that's a great streaming heading your way this weekend, or they can catch up on. But the big deal, I think, is Frankenstein by Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro. It played in some theaters, but really most people will see it on Netflix. And here we have Oscar Isaac playing the mad doctor who's playing God and creating life out of corpses. And Jacob Elordi, who plays the very, very tall creature, is getting some Oscar buzz already. So I'm playing a very soulful version of the creature. It has elements of the Mary Shelley classic novel, but also imagery that probably Guillermo del Toro grew up watching when, like many of us did, watching the classics from Universal Studios. Guillermo del Toro is sort of an artist in this form, so that elevates Frankenstein to a new level, maybe. So certainly worth checking out on Netflix.
Well, we've seen a lot of different versions of the Frankenstein story told, but I think this is the first time we have ever talked about something about President James Garfield. But the acting sounds amazing, or at least the actors.
Well, it does, yeah. So if you're a fan of historical drama, Netflix, as of today, drops the four-part drama Death by Lightning, which tells sort of the tragic story of the intersection of President James Garfield, played by Michael Shannon. He was an idealist. And this guy who was his fan, who becomes his killer, Charles Guiteau, played by Matthew McFadden of Succession fame. So yeah, the acting on this is really high. You've got Bradley Whitford, you've got all kinds of other really good actors in this story telling the tragic tale of Garfield's assassination. So yeah, if you're looking for a really good historical meaty drama, Netflix supplies. They've got something for everybody.
Well, if you like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, Vince Gilligan has Pluribus?
Pluribus, like E Pluribus Unum, All for One. It's a very bizarre series. If you know Vince Gilligan's history, know that before Breaking Bad, he cut his teeth writing for The X-Files and did many of their great episodes. But this one has sort of a Twilight Zone feel to it. Rhea Seehorn, who was in his series Better Call Saul, and she's just wonderful. She plays this very unhappy woman who sort of awakens in a world that has gone sort of crazy, very Twilight Zone-ish, where everybody is cheerful, everybody is happy, and she is not. It has a sort of an Invasion of the Body Snatchers feel to it. How this happened, I really can't say much about it, but as she tries to navigate this world in which she is like the only unhappy person and she is determined to snap people out of it, how is this going to happen? You will find out as you keep watching. Every episode, I keep going, what's going to happen next? And that is so rare on TV anymore. So if you're looking for something really out of the ordinary, I think Pluribus is going to fit your bill and could become the next Severance type of obsession that Apple TV gives us.
All right. That sounds very interesting. That's Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.